Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that make them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome, 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 welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is, what is today? Thursday, that's right. Thursday, August the 2nd. Thursday, August the 2nd of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, 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 very dangerous, very thought-provoking, illuminating, revealing show scheduled for today. Today, we want to get into the psychology and get into the social construct of how to establish or how they have established this paradigm of religion that we live in based upon under, over, and understanding the three-step process of going from philosopher to initiate to master. Today we're talking about Christianity or religion isn't right or wrong, it's just frequently repeated. So today we're going to get into history. Today, out of all of the days and all of the shows, I say this a lot. And I say it's a lot because it's important. And the reason why it's important is because it's how you are programmed. Due to this thing that's called emotional branding or the ability to say traumatic thought-provoking statements that leaves an imprint or impression upon the brain that brands you. Brands are placed upon people or minds or things to display ownership. No one brands a cow unless they own that cow. So branding is the process of ownership. So if I can brand you, I own you. And branding takes place by frequently repeating any topic and allowing that topic to do what today's topic is going to do, create an emotional charge which implements, again, a specific behavior. So the psychological effects of establishing, again, a particular, and this is extremely important once you understand the psychology behind it. And so that's why when I promised the Big G, if he showed me, again, the truth of understanding the frame that establishes the picture. So today we're talking about the framing. Today we're talking about history. We're talking about the history that creates a picture that we call religion that is frequently repeated. It's not necessarily right or wrong. It's just frequently repeated. So we're going back to Horus. We're going back to Ptolemy, depending on how you pronounce it, Sotar. We're going to talk about the bishops of Christ. We're going to talk about Serapis Christ, Jesus Christ, and the bomb of all bombs, Aletheia, or Lanthanos, where in the Marvel comic movie, Thanos comes from. Aletheia, again, is an ancient Greek term. It is a Greek word that means unclosed or unsealed or unconcealed. But Aletheia, again, when you research it back, Aletheia is the daughter of Zeus. Now, I don't know if you understand the depth of the statement that was just made, so we're going to break it down for you based upon history. Now, I'm not giving you my opinion today. I try to not give you opinion because opinions everybody got. I try to give you historical fact based upon the history books that are written. I try to give you some physics or science or quantum physics to help you understand how, based upon the laws that govern the planet, it is impossible for certain disclosures to be true or non-true based upon universal spiritual law. So it is this concept of Aletheia that is related to the notion of disclosure or truth that we've all been told to, because Aletheia, which in the Greek word, where I get 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, 10, where God said, if you do not have the love of the truth, God himself will send you a strong delusion. Now, I've known this for a while, but I, like everything that I talk and teach, I just couldn't accept it. It cannot be true, even though all of the facts state to the fact that it is true. Like me, you're going to reject what I'm getting ready to tell you today. That's okay. You should. If you don't reject what I'm getting ready to tell you today, then you might want to check, because you should not take anything that someone says as carte blanche truth. You should research it yourself. That's what I did. Now, it took me 20 years to digest what I'm getting ready to share, so it may take you a little time. It's okay. The key words, again, that we're going to be discussing today are Horus, by Ptolemy Sotar, S-O-T-E-R, which means Savior, and Serapis Christ, Jesus Christ, and Aletheia, which is the foundation of everything that you know and I know, that establishes the frame that puts you inside of the box so that way you can be branded or owned. It is, again, something that is frequently repeated. Remember, the title of today's message is religion, specifically Christianity. Because of my Christian background, I can't speak about Buddhism or Hinduism or Sufism, but I can speak with a great depth of knowledge of understanding the three steps that leads to your confinement, which is a hexagon, a hexagram, and a hexachord that is basically philosopher, initiate, master. Everybody goes through those three steps, and we're going to be breaking those down over the next 3 or 4 days as we get into the depth of the statements that I'm getting ready to make. So way back in ancient texts, there was a group of men called the Bishops of Christ. Now, again, I would prefer that you write these terms down that I'm getting ready to share with you and you do your due diligence. Do not believe nothing I say today. Please, it is extremely important Because the brain, now you create your own reality. But the problem is that somebody else branded us or created our reality for us, and now every day you wake up, your body is on automatic pilot, meaning that your brain, just like my brain, lives in the past. Our body lives in the past. If you look at the word holy, and then if you look at the word spirit, you look at the word whole, and then look at the word li, or whole lie. Now, H-O is H-O, hydrogen, oxygen, lie. That's why it's called holy. Spear, that's why he had a spear inside. Another study for another time. But what I need you to do is transcend. Everybody that's listening to me today, you are a transcendent leader. You will not be on today's show. The Ruach and the Pneuma would not have vibrated with you and would not have told you to tune in. So you are my vibrational equivalent. We are vibrational brothers and sisters. We are on the same frequency, the same wave, or the same vibration. We know that something is off. We may not know what's off, but we know something is off because there is an energetic footprint that has been placed up on us from Attis, A-T-T-I-S. And in other texts, it's Krishna. In other texts, is Dionysus. In other texts, it's Mithra. And in our text, it's Jesus. Now, what happens is light and night. Look at the word light. Look at the word night. Light, night. One letter different. L, Lucifer. N, and night. Take out the N. You add ignite. So it's designed to ignite fire. It's an ignition switch, so to turn you on. So whether you are in the light or whether you are in the dark or at night, two sides of the same coin. Now, remember, I've been saying this for 20 years. So it says it right there in the Garden of Eden. When they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, one tree, two sides, energetic imprint. So Horus and Set, everything starts off in Egypt. Everything comes from Egypt, everything. I don't care what it is. If it's on earth, it came from Egypt. And Egypt came from where? Started out at the height of civilization and fell. Let me say that again. Egypt did not develop. It started at the height and then fell. So we have to go back to where everything began. So everything began in Egypt. So the problem is that the evolution of the perception of your reality that was established, again, by this guy by the name of Ptolemy Sotar, it's spelled Ptolemy Sotar. Please write that down. You want to research that name, and you want to research also the Bishops of Christ. Now, the Bishops of Christ were a group that worshipped Serapis Christus, who came right after that. Now, these terms are just history. This is not a belief system. This is historical fact. That's why I recommend that you just go to Google and just pull it up, and you'll be able to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify this information to yourself. This isn't anything new. It's not rocket science. This is just basic history. So based upon basic history, everything came from Horus. Now, without going into a lot of detail, today's message, you should be asking yourself the same thing I asked myself when I asked the Father, the Big G, why are you showing me this? Because I had everything wrapped up in a nice, easy bow. I talk about Hebrews 4:12, Hebrews 6:1, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. That's the foundation of everything I believe. And the Big G said, your foundation is whack. Said, that's not possible. I remember this is a conversation that took place 20 years ago. I'm just sharing it with you today because it took me 20 years to get to the point to develop the cojones to say this in public. Now, I've always known this, which is the reason why people ask me what I believe. I talk in circles because it took me time. It's going to take you time to understand the origin of the word Savior. Now, it's very important that you don't believe me, that you go back and you go back to 367 BCE, before the common era of the Sotar, S-O-T-E-R, which means Savior. Now, the first European pharaoh that entered into Egypt and conquered Egypt, before this dude that took over Egypt with the help of Alexander the Great, again, basic history, his name was Ptolemy, P T O L-E-M-Y. He became the first pharaoh of Egypt, who was a European. All the other pharaohs in Egypt were Africans, or black, or green, really. There was Nephilim, the Houthi, depending on how you want to slice it and dice it. Now, that's all another study for another time. But what I need you to understand is that the real name of the guy was Meramum Sepheri Sotar. Now, I can send you this, or you just go to Google and just type it in. It's spelled M-E-R-Y-A-M-U-N. And it'll pull it up. And you can read basic history. Now, based upon basic history, Brother Will, why is this important? Well, in 2 Thessalonians, the definition in the Greek for the English word truth is aletheia. Is it not? Now, if anybody don't believe me, please go to your Bible Gateway, Bible eSword, BlueLetterBible.org. Take out your lexicon. Take out the Textus Receptus. Take out the Latin Vulgate. Take out any Greek manuscript or any Hebrew manuscript on any planet, well, planet Earth, and that word is in there. So that's your frame. They gave you that. You didn't decide. Did you decide the definition of the word truth? I don't think you did. I think the definition of the word truth was decided for you. I think the narrative was established before you got here. Well, at least the narrative for me was already established. Who established it? Well, at the Council of Nicaea, that council created what you and I know today. The origin of everything that you believe was created at the Council of Nicaea. Now, that is a European pharaoh who took over an African dynasty by military force. He was led by Alexander the Great, a.k.a. everybody heard of Alexander the Great. And he became a legend, if you want to use that term, in our history, because he established something in Egypt that had not been done before. Now, the word Meramum Sepheri, again, spelled M-E-R-Y-A-M-U-N. That's the first name. Second name, last name, is spelled S-E-T, Set, S-E-T-E-P-E-N-R-E. Meramum Sepheri, which means beloved of Amun, beloved of A-M-U-E, Amun, A-M-U-N. Amun means God. So A-M really means God, U-N means, well, one means beloved, the other one means God. It basically means chosen of God. Now, all of the Egyptians refused to worship a European as pharaoh. So what did that pharaoh do? Now, remember, we call him in history Ptolemy, Ptolemy, in all of the history books. But his real name, based upon all of the historical documents, go all the way back to Meryamun, last name Sepheru, Sotar, which again is really a fictitious character. But the Roman Emperor Constantine decided to create something and force Africans to worship this god as a god. Now, he wasn't God. He was just a regular dude, just like me and you. But the Roman Empire decided to make this dude a god. And they did. And everything after that point, that's why I don't do anything that's 1611 or after. Now, that's everything that is on earth that I'm aware of is 1611 and after. There is nothing on earth that is done that is not, you know, 1611 and before, from a religious perspective. And so what does that mean for you and me? That just simply means that we do not have the true story, if you want to use the word true, of understanding how the Egyptians fell underneath the Ptolemy Sotar, who created or made himself God. Now, again, basic history. All the pharaohs before him were not European. After him, then Greek god Zeus and Dionysus were established. Krishna, Attis, Mithra, Jesus, all these European, even the Egyptians was error because they were from what we call the 13th zodiac or the upper circumference of the north. Some people call it the 13th planet. You can call it whatever you want to call it, but Apis, A-P-I-S, which is known as the Egyptian bull, was also, again, a god that wasn't God. What do you say, Brother Will? I'm saying the frame that you have been given today, regardless of what frame you got. Now, this is 25 years worth of study that I've never spoke to or talked about in depth to this level that gets into what I call awakening the soul. This is the shadow side of the solar deities that have left, again, their energetic imprint or their emotional brand due to something that was frequently repeated and emotionally charged. Now, this is called in the ancient texts, therapeutics. Now, I've understood and known spiritual therapeutics for a long time that was practiced back with Serapis Day. So Serapis understood the psychology because he wanted to unify the Greeks and the Egyptians and to establish a deity that would be familiar to both cults, meaning accepted by both cultures. So along comes Emperor and Constantine, or Emperor Constantine, and comes up with a way to marry paganism and Christianity, or light and night, because they're the same word. There's one letter difference, the L. L-I-G-H-T. So they want to I or ig, I-G, night. That means set on fire. Because remember, the only way to brand something that it has to be hot. So Serapis was lived, now, you know, all of this stuff took place 6,000 years, I forgot that number of time, but you can do the math, before Jesus Christ. They were called the bishops of Christ. Now, the bishops of Christ existed before Christ because there was a guy by the name of Serapis, or Serapis, S-E-R-A-P-I-S, Christ. Now, again, this is historical fact. This has nothing to do with religion. There has nothing to do with my opinion or your opinion. This just has to do with, you know, basic understanding of where we came from as people. And where we came from as people, most people have not researched. And since most people have not researched, who were the bishops of Christ? What does that mean? Well, the bishops of Christ existed, and they worshiped this guy named Serapis Christ, where we get Jesus Christ. But you can't tell most Christians that, because the true history of the Council of Nicaea is a mystery, because no one has ever heard of Serapis. Nobody has heard of Apollonius of Tyria. Nobody have heard of the Pazians. Nobody, or very few people, have heard of Flavinus or the Flavians, which I've talked about on many shows. But again, why is this important? This is important because you have to understand you've been emotionally branded, or there has been a paradigm that has been set in place that is designed to keep you inside of a box. So that way you continue to repeat Groundhog's Day and you don't get out. And you keep coming back to this harmonious arrangement. Because it is a harmonious arrangement, my brother. It is a harmonious arrangement, my sister. Because when we talk about Serapis, again, it is mind-blowing because all of the attributes and characteristics have been translated. But remember, before Serapis, that was Horus. Now, without understanding that, again, transition. So if you don't do anything, if you reject, which I hope you do, everything that I've said today, and will, and I haven't got started yet, but I'm getting ready to say, if you reject it, just do one thing. Just go to Google and type in Horus, and then read about Horus. Then type in Ptolemy Soter, POTOLEMY, SOTER, research. Then type in Serapis Christ, SERPIS, spelled a little different ways, but it'll come up. And then Christ, and do some research. Type in the Bishops of Christ, do some research. Then type in Jesus Christ, do some research. And then type in Aletheia, and do some research. Now remember, the foundation of everything that we do is based upon the word Aletheia, because that is the definition of the word truth, based upon the text that we're given, that comes from the definitions. Now, again, why is this important? Because I'm talking about the frame. I'm not talking about the picture. Since nobody talks about the frame, nobody questions the nature of their reality. Do you? Do you question the nature of your unconscious? I'm gonna pause for a moment. How do you question something that you don't even know you're supposed to question? How are you aware of something you don't know you're supposed to be aware of? Let me tell you how powerful you are right now. So every day you get up, and what you are doing is your body is not in reality. What does that mean? That means that when you wake up in the morning, you have a thought that is based upon something that happened in your past. Now, the brain cannot wire new networks unless it gets new thought. Now, is there anybody that had a thought today that is different from the thought you had yesterday? I'm pausing for a moment. Is there anybody that had a thought today that is totally different from the thought you had yesterday? So that means that your brain is on automatic pilot, because when you woke up today, the first thing that you thought was, you looked at your house, you remember your house because you remember when you bought your house, but that's past tense. I looked in my driveway, I see my car. I remember when I purchased my car, that's past tense. I came down and I see eggs in the refrigerator. I know those are eggs because I have a memory, because I was taught those were eggs. I eat meat because I was taught that eating meat was a part of my diet. Or everything I do is from memory. In other words, today I have not had an original thought, have you? I don't think so. Now think, what thought have you had today that you never had before? Anybody? Any thought? That's how they got you. You are in Groundhog's Day. Every thought that you have is based upon a previous memory. That's called that means to return. Mem means a previous membership, a previous mem, a previous cycle. So you are doing, you drink, you eat, you walk, you talk, you dress based upon what you did previous or what your ancestors did. Your whole life is just a record of what you lived before. Now, you don't remember because you drank from the sea of forgiveness before you came here. Everything I'm getting ready to tell you now is original. It's original thoughts. It's going to hurt your brain. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Now, you got a Greek manuscript that is for a Jewish or Aramaic person. How come your manuscript is not in Aramaic? And that's the first question. Now, that's an original thought. So why did the council meet and decide to remove close to 80 or 100 books out of the book that we call the Bible? Well, they had their reasons. But again, that's an original thought. Original meaning, because yesterday you probably wasn't concerned about it. Now, if you go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10, and read it, you're going to see that God himself, according to the scripture, will give you a strong delusion. So that way you are lost or confused if you do not have the love, agape, of the truth, aletheia. So if you don't agape aletheia, you are delusional, according to the scripture. Is that not true? Okay, if anybody don't believe me, just go to 2 Thessalonians and read it for yourself. Chapter 2, for the sake of time, because I got so much to cover today, I'm not going to read the scripture. I recommend you read it. I recommend you that you research everything that I'm telling you today. This is extremely important for you to get out of your box and you to get out of Groundhog's Day, so that way you can destroy the entity that is empowering you. Right now, all of your energy comes from an entity. What entity? The entity that branded you. What entity branded you? Emotional branding is anytime you have or experience any type of an emotion. Now, remember, as a retired victimizing narcissist, that's what we do for a living. We say and do emotional or we do activities that causes a specific thought that is so hot, so out the box, so shocking that it startles or creates a brand and it sears the conscious. So that way it brands. Now, remember, branding is done to display or show ownership. That's the only reason why you brand something. You name it. You're putting a mark on it. You've been branded, boo-boo. We all have been branded. We've been spiritually branded. That means that you are owned by that entity. Now, if you want to be owned by that entity that branded you based upon the emotional searing, based upon the traumatic event, based upon something that was frequently repeated, emotionally charged to establish a programmed behavior. Everything that you do from the time you woke up this morning to the time you go to bed is in your memory. Your brain has not established no neurological network, but you're a creator. You're supposed to be, everything you do every day is supposed to be brand new. You should not work out the same. You should not eat the same. You should not wear the same. You should not talk the same as far as creation goes until you get to your original creation, which means once you become your highest possible good, once you become omnibenevolent, okay, I want to be branded. Why? That's my highest possible good. That means I'm oscillating or vibrating in my highest chakra. That means that I am one with the big G. So how do we become one with the big G? We release the little G's. Now, I know this is out the box. Again, don't believe me. Do your own research because it's required. It's not optional. You have to do your own research. So you have to go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. You have to look this up. You have to find the Greek word aletheia. You have to go to dictionary.com or take out a dictionary. You have to type the word aletheia in your search engine. You have to hit enter, and then you have to read all about the word aletheia because that's where we get the English word truth. So somebody gave us that definition. They gave us the wrong definition because they want to keep us in the wrong box. So the word aletheia, again, if you go to Strong Concordance, it has an underlining word. Now, the reason why this is so important is because we have to trace it back, etymology, or using an etymological, for lack of a better word, system. That's why I love etymology. So let's say you have the Bible, which is the word Bible. We said the word by, B-Y, bull, B-U-L, or Baal, B-A-A, that's, again, a Canaanite deity. So we have Helios, Biblios, again, Greek. Helios means sun, Biblios means book. Helios actually means helium, or the word hello, which is the word hell, H-E-L-O, H-E-L-L, and the word O, which gives us oxygen. That's where I ask the word holy or whole lie. Now, whole or holy is spelled H-O-L-Y, H-O, hydrogen, oxygen. Anybody on this earth that do not breathe in those two molecules or ingest those two molecules, depending on how you want to slice it and dice it, we all do. That just simply means that we're all trapped in this harmonious arrangement because you are a spirit inside of a dirt suit. So do spirits breathe oxygen? I'll pause. Now, again, that is a new statement that you probably have not pondered before. Do spirits, well, first of all, brother, what the hell is a spirit? Spirits don't have bodies. So bodies are dirt suits. For who? Now remember, all the ancient texts, especially the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, and if you haven't had, if you have not read it, please read it. Because I read a verse out of the Emerald Tablets that said that they need bodies to exist in this 3D reality that they created to escape the 7D reality, which is where the big G is at. Now remember, that's why we're going to 5G, and then 6G, and finally 7G. Cell phones operate on 4G, which is 4D, which simply means dimensions. But we're going back to the original, but we're not there yet. And the reason that we're not there is because of our souls have not been awakened. Why haven't our souls been awakened? Because we're in a vibrational prison. How is the vibrational prison maintained? Because nobody questions the reality of the frame. What is the frame? The frame is the bars that holds a picture, a pixel. So in the Old Testament it says, God said, do not make no graven image. Look up that word image in the original text. You will find the word pixel. Pixels is what makes up pictures, which is visions or mental images. That's why a mental image that is held in the head must manifest in the hands. As Sister Kai Watson said, that's what she did when she wrote those checks and sent them to herself. She established and did what they did to her, she did for herself. Same thing that I do. So I reverse engineered how they put me in a box. I put my own self in my own box. I would recommend you do the same thing. How do you take yourself out of the existing box of religion and put yourself in a box of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship? You put your picture, you, your pixels, in your own frame. But we got to destroy the existing frame. Okay, how do we destroy the existing frame? We uncover it, and we see that it's phony and it's fake. How do we do that? Okay, again, Heavenly Father, touch the mouth of your people. This has never been shared by me in public. I've known this for 20 years. After the day, I doubt I'll share it again, like a lot of the other stuff I've shared on previous shows. And I've talked about certain esoteric truths that are taught only in secret societies or at the higher level of the programmers. So this is how the programmers program, or this is how they brand you. This is how they sear your conscience. This is how they keep you inside of your box. So that way, again, you are their vibrational boy. We'll put it that way. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be sotar, saved. Now, remember the guy's name that is, again, got his or stole his system from Horus and Set, light and night, two sides of the same coin, 3,000 B.C., that's before Christ, 3,000 years before Christ. So 3,000 years before Christ, there was Horus and Set, light and night, the bishops of Christ, and Serapis, where we get the word seraphim. Notice they were with all deceivableness. There was with unrighteousness in them that perished. So these cats was, again, based upon the new God now. Okay, who's the new God? Okay, a European. Ptolemy says, okay, these black dudes is running the show, and they got a system in place. They dog hunts better than our dog. Basically what they said. So the European said, these Negroes got a system set up that's off the hizzle for shizzle. They got people, they got a vibrational system. And we Greek, we need to get them Hebrews system. Because the word Hebrew means he that crosses over. These Negroes know how to cross over dimensional lines. That's what the word Hebrew means. That's why in the book of in the Old Testament, when they put the blood over the doorpost and the death angel, anybody want to blow their cookies? Anybody want to blow their cookies? Go to Google. I mean, go to your favorite search engine, reference and look up death angel in the original text. You're going to find Apollyon. And then go to Revelations and see who Apollyon is. What are they doing in Switzerland right now? They are releasing Apollyon or the apocalypse. Because everybody wants to be able to do what the Hebrews did. They could cross dimensions. That's why Nibiru was able to come into this dimension. Nibiru was not even supposed to be in our solar system. So how did they come into our solar? Every 25,950 years, something happens. Now, they say it is a catastrophic event, you know, the Ice Age. Every traumatic event happens every 25,950 years. Now, a lot of times it's vibrational. That's what happened in 2012 in the Mayan calendar. Remember, and everybody said the world was going to end, and everybody was freaking out in 2012 because they got that from the Mayans, the Mayan calendar, which state what? There is a celestial event taking place. And it did. So what happened? Right now, the sun is starting to emit neutrinos, as I said, before it happened. Now, again, without going over that show, that is something that changes your DNA and activates all 12 strands of your DNA. Now, the Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 21, I'm paraphrasing. You want to look it up for yourself because, again, don't believe me. I could have been dropped on my head last night. But Luke 17, 21 says, when you see the man with the water bearer, when you see the man carrying a pitcher of water into the city, city represents the cells of the body, follow him. That's what it says in Luke 21. That's the age of Aquarius. That's we're here. That happened already. Now, the question is, are you following him? Because what is water? Holy Spirit. Don't tell nobody I told you. That's why you're supposed to be baptized. You're supposed to be immersed, dunked. That keeps you here in this dimension. Now, do you want to do that? Some people say yes. I say question the nature of that reality because it's H2LY or it's H-O-L-Y. Now, let's break it down in the original text. It says, with all deceivableness and unrighteous in them that perish, because they received not the love. So if you don't receive this, the love, which I've been talking about for 25 years, and that comes from the Greek word agape, or agapeo. Well, again, without wasting time, because everybody pretty much knows what agape means, it means affection. It means goodwill. It means benevolence. It means brotherly love. That means you're supposed to be, you know, kind, charitable, dear, you know, all of the attributes and characteristics of what you and I call love, agape. So we got that, okay? So you got to have that, okay? Everybody got that. We all know how to be nice to people. But then the next thing, in order for you to escape the illusion, but are you escaping the illusion? Are you staying in the illusion? Because, again, who wrote the narrative? Who set the frame? Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. They received not, so they didn't get this, the love, agape, of the truth. So the word that we're looking at is the word truth. Because, again, remember, I've always asked the Big G for the truth. I told the Big G, which I recommend everybody, to have a desire for truth. They're simply wanting to understand the nature of our reality, regardless of what it is, because you did not establish this reality. You were born into this reality. So since you were born into this reality, you're in this reality, so you just wanted to know the rules of the game. At least I do. I want to know how to operate. If I'm playing football, I don't want to get knocked on my butt every time. I want to understand the rules of the game so I can perfect the game. So I wanted to understand how the rules are played. That means I want to go from being a philosopher to being an initiate, and then from being an initiate to a master. That's why I am a master teacher, 33. Why are you in Master Teacher 33, Brother Will? Because I can do this.
Strong's G225, Aletheia. Aletheia.
Now, I didn't make that up. That's the definition that was given to us by the Greeks, because that is a Greek word. But it's in an Aramaic and Hebrew Bible. So the Greek word aletheia, again, means objectivity and consideration, which I've been saying for years. Now, that word comes from somewhere. So, again, parables are power. So if you do not understand the parable, you do not receive the power. So I ask the Father for power, not parables. Now, I like parables. I want to understand them, but then I want to also receive the power from them. So if you go and continue the research of the word aletheia, you will find out that aletheia, according to Pindar's Olympian Odyssey and all of the other... Now, remember, the word simply means unclosedness. That means that it should be open. It means open. It means unconcealedness. That means... So aletheia means open. Aletheia means not concealed. It means to disclose. It means disclosure. Aletheia. So aletheia is a word that simply means that it is open or it is honest, it is transparent. That is all good. Aletheia means the first cause or the first order of something. It's something that describes, again, the true affairs or the true nature of something. That's all good stuff. Aletheia, again, also literally means the state of being open. It means the state of not being hidden. Aletheia. So aletheia, remember, if you can understand the meaning, not the symbol. So the symbols is the letters A-L-E-T-H-E-I-A. Aletheia. So you want to be open. You want to be honest. You want to have, or you want to be in a state of being self-evident. That means a single standing column of waveform energy. That means that it actually means the opposite of lethe, L-E-T-H-E. Now, aletheia means the opposite of oblivion. It means forgetful, or it means hidden or concealed. So it's the opposite. But what they don't tell us about the word aletheia is the daughter of Zeus. Well, we get the word J-Zeus. Now, that's important because that's crafted by Prometheus. What does that mean? Now we're getting into understanding how they create something called confusion. Because remember, the goal is to keep you in a box of confusion so that way you can't get out. Because, again, it has to do with the under-over understanding of Babel or what happened at the Tower of Babylon where Babel was established. Because if you remember, the Bible says that they was on one accord, they had one language, and there was not nothing that they could not accomplish. So if there's anybody listening to me, then now you know the secret formula to success, which is what I teach, focus, discipline, and order, singleness of mind, clarity. So if you do not have those seven C's I talk about all the time, if I can remember them, clarity, competence, connectivity, certainty, completeness, all of the seven C's comes from one word, clarity. And that comes from where? Purpose. So if I can create delusion, if I can create doubt, if you do not have crystal clear focus, then you do not have the ability to brand. So branding and marketing means what? Branding means that you say the same name. You establish a name and you say it, frequently repeat it. That creates an emotional charge. That controls a behavioral characteristic. You know, that's what they did to you. So if you can take what they did, which is this is what all I did, I just reverse engineered the harmonious arrangement because that's what Jesus did. Now, the real Jesus, the one before 1611, understood that they were using word magic to keep you inside of a box. So that way you don't return back to source. And so what he did was to beat them at their own game. So they had to take out his words because they understand that his words was more powerful than their words. So at the Council of Nicaea, that's when they decided to do something that was brilliant because they were able to control the narrative that you read. So now we got Greek words. And so now we got an understanding of Serapis. But most people have no idea who, most people have never heard of Serapis. Most people have never heard of Flavinus Josephus. Now, all these names I've talked about many times before, this is just basic history. Most people have never heard of Flavians or Vespasian. All of these were Romans and Greeks. And so we walk and we live in an environment where the frame has been established to keep us inside of a vibrational prison. So we don't know that the word risen Savior, Immaculate Birth, all of this stuff took place 3,000 years before that was ever what we call Christianity. All of the stories. Now, there's a book called 12 Crucified Saviors, which I've talked to the lady who wrote the book. Great book, good book. If you need more information, you can read the book, 12 Crucified, and you see what I mean. They call it the soul of deities. But what does it have to do with you being wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship? See, there's a lot of people who make the same mistake that I made. It took me a little while, but I figured it out. The goal is to keep you trapped in studying and researching, trying to prove your version, when all versions come from a manipulation of Egyptology, Horus and Set, or light and night, or day and night, or whole, H-O, hydrogen, oxygen lie, the hydrogen, oxygen lie, because the breath of life was blew into dirt, never meant to be animated. Because you are a spirit that has possession over a soul that is manifesting itself through a body. Now, you're not body, soul, you're spirit. But you've forgotten that you're spirit. Now, you think you're body, you think you're soul, you don't know you're spirit. Spirit has no need of none of the attributes and characteristics that you fight for. Everything that you're putting all of your time and energy into, you don't need. Those are constructs. Since you put your attention into it, wherever attention goes, energy grows where attention goes. Stay trapped in the dirt suit. Because you put energy into the dirt suit. Because remember, you are emotionally branding yourself. Because there is no such thing as right or wrong. That's just something that is frequently repeated. So when you frequently repeat, it automatically produces an emotional charge that results in an emotional tie, branding, that creates a biological attribute, behavior. So all of your behavior is based upon something that creates an emotional charge. The emotional charge was created by something that was frequently repeated. So I keep this Greek and or Aramaic linguistic or language in front of you, and that is the only thing, that's the only narrative that you got. That is the only thing that you see. And so without understanding, again, what is called the breath of fame, which is really mean the breath of the flame. So all of the worshipers of Serapis were called Christians 3,000 years before the word Christian was ever written inside of a Greek Bible. It comes from Horus. Now remember, you have to trace it back using history. What I'm saying don't mean nothing. History. It's in stone on the walls of Egypt. It's all over stone down in Mexico, the Mayas and the Incas. They were devoted to a god called Serapis, S-E-R-A-P-I-S. I think it's a word. Basically, it's kind of like therapist. That's where we get the word therapist from. Anybody that's a therapist is a therapist because it is the rapist. They were called the bishops of Christ before Christ was ever born, because Christ is not a what we call a Christian word. Because really, they were called the messianics. That's why I get the messianic. Y'all always hear me? The Morning Star Administration versus the Fallen Star Demonstration. You go to my website, I have the Christ Messianic, because really they're messianics. They wasn't Christians or Christians. They was messianics. Because Christians, the word Christian or Christian comes from the bishops of Christ. So again, just go to Google and type in bishops of Christ and just read it. It is the worship of Serapis Christus. His last name is C-R-E-I-S-T-U-S, where we get the word Christian, that ended at 325 C.E. That's around the same time that the Council of Nicaea. So when Serapisism stopped, that's when Catholicism started, because that's when the Council of Nicaea took place. Now, again, basic history, no religion, just history. When and how did Jesus come into view? Well, there was a black man in Libya named Aris. Don't believe me? Look it up. A-R-I-U-S. Have you ever heard of that name before? I doubt very seriously you have. Now, remember, in order for you to get out of the paradigm, you got to establish new neurological networks. Now, remember, I've known this for 20 years, and I refuse to accept because of it requires me to not remember. It requires me to create a new narrative. Now, the hardest thing to do is to think for oneself. We prefer that somebody else do it. The hardest thing on earth to do is to think for yourself. You got to think for yourself. Aris of Alexandria. Now, let me make sure you understand. This was supposed to be a black guy. Now, this guy lived way back in Constantinople, Istanbul, and basically he was an Egyptian whose teachings gave rise to a certain what they call Arminianism today. So he was supposedly Libya. Now, the reason why this is important is because there was a group of people, again, this is basic history, and you can do the research, and this is just a high-level overview, that was against Catholicism and Serapism. This guy was against it along with, again, the people in his church or following. Now, remember, the Egyptians were supposedly dark-skinned as well. And remember, the first European pharaoh was Ptolemy, or P-T-O-L-E-M-Y, Otar, S-O-T-E-R, which means savior. So this guy comes up and he says that, hey, this dude Serapis, he's phony, he's fake. This dude, again, the Council of Nicaea and Roman Catholicism, the church, they fake too. So this guy, A-R-I-U-S, taught people the truth. And that was, according to his version of the truth, is that the word of God was not always, but the word of God was made for things or was made from things that are not true. That was a quote from this guy, Aris, which simply means he was saying that people were changing jots and tittles. Now, the Bible says that too. And obviously he met a swift and untimely death because he was exposing truth, which was there were certain things that was written that was being changed to fit an agenda, which was to combine and fiction. So this guy, A-R-I-U-S, wrote something called the Letter of Eusebius of Nicomedia in 319 A.D. So So if you research the letter of E-U-S-E-B-I-U-S of N-I-C-O-M-E-D-I-A, Micromedia, N-I-C-O-M-E-D-I-A. And this was around 319 A.D. Again, basic history. Basic history of what? Of the understanding of where we got our definition of the word truth, which means Aletheia, which is the daughter of Zeus. So, if you don't pledge or fall in love with the daughter of Zeus, then you are given a strong delusion. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. You got to understand the etymology of the words. So let's go back to Strong's Concordance, G225, where the word aletheia is coined, and we get the word, again, objectivity. Now, underneath this word, you know, aletheia is another Greek word. Now, when we break this down, we get down to what I call the truth. So, underneath the word aletheia,
G227, aletheis. Aletheis,
and the word aletheis, again, which is underlining, it means loving the truth, speaking the truth, or being truthful, aletheis. Keeping in mind that the word aletheia also means the daughter of Zeus, again, which is their goal. The Romans wanted to combine paganism and true Essenism or Christianity to come up with something new. So that way they control the priests and the peasants. So they introduce aletheia, worshiping the daughter of Zeus, so that way you can still worship Zeus, or J-Zeus. And so when we get to understanding the truth, underneath the truth, we expose. Now, the word aleph or alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet. That is the first three letters of the word aletheis. It is spelled A-L-A and then T-H-A-S. So A-L-A means aleph. Now the second word is what I want to draw your attention to. The second word after aleph, or the first letter of the Greek alphabet, is the word, and let me pull it up in the Greek.
Strong's G, 2990, lantano, lantano.
Lantano, well, we see in Marvel Comics, they have a guy called Thanos. Going back to, again, to Greek mythology. Because, again, the Greeks wrote this. Our definition is coming from Greeks. Our definition is not coming from Aramaic. It's not coming from Latin. It's not coming from Egypt. It's not coming from the Hebrews or the Hebrews. Strong's Concordance is in Greek. And so lanthanos means to be hidden. It means to be hidden from one. It means to be secret. It means to be unaware. It means without you knowing. Lanthanos. So the base root word for truth is you don't know it. In other words, in plain English, if you don't have a love of not knowing, basically being ignorant, then you're given a strong delusion. So now the question comes down to the same question that I have, that I've always had and will always have, and I hope you have, from today forward. And that is, do you question the nature of your reality every day? When you wake up in the morning, do you question what you see? Do you question what you don't question? Do you ask questions of the questions you don't ask? Are you conscious of your unconscious? If you are not, you're in a dream. You're in Groundhog's Day. So every day I wake up, I question the nature of my reality, and I ask myself, is what I'm seeing real? 99.9% of the time it's not, because by design, you are designed to stay in unknowing. You're designed to worship aletheia, which is the daughter of Zeus. You're designed to worship Zeus, which is J-Zeus, that was established for you at the Council of Nicaea by the powers that be who stole it from Egypt, if you want to use that term, which was set up by Horus and Set. Horus represents the night. Horus represents the light. Set represents the night. Horus represents good. Set represents evil, or evil. It represents duality. It represents polarity, the law of polarity. So the newly converted Constantine at the Council of Nicaea continued to establish the European version in 325 CE at the Creed, when he established the Nicene Creed. In the last paragraph of the first version of the Nicene Creed, it talks about this black guy named Arius. That was from Liberia, was the last of the quote-unquote Africans who was resisting the European version of this control mechanism. So let's be crystal clear, because when I talk to my African-American brothers and sisters who like the fact that Negroes used to be the controllers of the program, and then the Europeans are doing the same thing to us that we did to them, and then we cry foul. But if you go all the way back to Europe, where did they come from? Where did the pharaohs come from? Quetzalcoatl and all of the other feathered serpents all around the globe, they are worshiping some type of a serpent or serpentine or serpent. Out the ability to understand that all of this system, this harmonious arrangement, was not part of the Big G's original plan. And without understanding that there is another substance or essence or essene that we have to attach or get back to, you're still in the same loop. You're still in Groundhog's Day. You're still a part of this harmonious arrangement, regardless of what piece of the harmonious arrangement you got. Whether you're part of, you know, the set apart or the part of the joined together. Now, in the Nicene Creed that was designed to destroy everything that, again, Egyptology has established, and they did a damn good job of it. And so now everybody's a part of this harmonious arrangement. Without understanding that all the stories from Egypt about Osiris and Set were just transliterated into what we have today. But it's all designed to keep you separated from God. And so now we got different versions of the same story, because most people cannot follow using etymology, Jesus, Mithra, Dionysus, Christa, Attis, Apis, A-P-I-S, Serapis, the bishops of Christ, and then Horus, Set. So who was before Horus and who was before Set? Because everything traces back to Horus and Set. Nobody talks about what existed before the Egyptians. Because what existed before the Egyptians, you can't find in history. Because before Egyptology and before the rise of this Egyptian area, before they came down, those who from heaven who came down to earth, and they manipulated again Homo gigantuan, before the manipulation of Cro-Magnon, before the manipulation of whatever God had created or whatever type of mankind or type of man that was on the earth, that was God's original plan that has been manipulated and is still being manipulated. And since they interrupted God's development of whatever God had planned, God decided to take back control of the system, and now he gave it to you. So the true destiny of mankind now gets into what we're going to be talking about tomorrow when we jump into part two. Now, before tomorrow, you have to go and you got to do your homework, which is what, Brother Will? Number one, who's Horus? Number two, who is Ptolemy, Soter, Soter? Who is Serapis Christ? Who is Jesus Christ? Who is Aletheia? If you can't trace back and reverse engineer the Council of Nicaea to find out how you got the frame that establishes how you think, your emotional branding, if you can't see that you've been branded by Your conscience has been seared to keep you thinking inside of a box of religion or a box of theology or spirituality or biology, just like the Bible or the, again, basic instructions before leaving Earth, B-I, and then bowl, parable. The Bible, B-O-L, meaning boule, B-O-L-E, boule. So B-I means B-Y, bowl, B-O-L-E. That's where we get the black boule. It's a secret cult, secret society for black folks. If you don't believe me, go to Google and type in the black boule. Them Negroes run the thing. They run just like the black Jesuit priest. There's still a group of quote-unquote non-Europeans that have a lot of influence over this dimension that trace their worship all the way back to the Egyptian bull. That's what Michael Jordan, Michael, any name that ends in E-L, Mikael, Michael, L means God, Jordan. Jordan represents the river. Look at his number, 23. Why did he play for the Chicago Bulls? That represents the Papal Bulls. Everything, and I do mean everything, everything has meaning. The dates and times that every event happened. I was talking with my daughter about the Trayvon Martin thing. What does that mean? Look at the name, Trayvon Martin. You ever did the etymology of the name? Remember I told you, always look at the family. Who is Trayvon Martin's father? Right now, there's pictures floating around. He's a full-blown, you know, wannabe in the area of Freemason, Illuminati. It's designed to do what? All of this designed to trigger a race war. Because to create tension. Why? That's the strategy. What strategy, Brother Will? Well, look at the Masonic Illuminati occult numerology. Trayvon, look at the age. He died at 17. How old was Dick Cheney at the time that he died? Dick Cheney had a heart transplant 29 days after Trayvon Martin died. Anybody want to wonder whose heart is in that Dick Cheney got? Anybody look at most of the black shootings that go in place? If you're a Negro and you got organ donor on your driver's license, you just signed your death certificate. If you don't see the narrative, the frame, forget the picture, the frame. From today forward, look at the frame, man. Don't look at the picture. The frame is what establishes the picture, because the frame establishes the boundaries of the picture. It establishes what you can and cannot see. Nobody looks outside the frame. From today forward, you got to look outside the frame. So if you got a Bible, tell me what it is, where it came from, how did it get established, everything. If you believe left is left, tell me how you established that. I got a life management system that is outside the frame. Because in the life management system, I'm going to teach you how to establish your own frame based upon your own thoughts, because I'm going to challenge every thought. Because you're going to tell me, Brother Will, I don't have no money. And I'm going to tell you, you do. And I'm going to tell you, you can create money. I was talking to a guy yesterday who wanted to raise capital because he needs money. I said, why are you raising capital when you are capital? So if you need money, where does that framework come from? Because the definition of money is paper. You think you need paper when the paper is a symbol of current chi. So you don't need money. You need to move your chi. Because currency is current chi. C-H-I is energy. But the energy that you got is from an entity, that entity that branded you. So you've been emotionally branded. Your conscience has been seared, so you can't think outside of the box. So now how do you rebrand a brand? The same way they branded you, you can brand yourself. So I brand myself. Okay, what brand is on me? Right now, there's a brand of wealth. What did I do? I frequently repeat it. my definition of wealth so that it created an emotional response. Now, if I say I'm making $1,000 a month, does that excite me? Maybe for you, but it didn't excite me. So I had to say a statement that created an emotional response. The only reason that you're in the box that you're in is you're not doing things that create an emotional response. You're settling for what you know because it's comfortable and it's been repeated before. So the brain accepts it as reality because the reticular activating system will not accept a new neurological network. You have to override it. How? You have to force feed it. How? The same way you got your belief system. Now, you can use pain or pleasure. Now, you can get saved because of fear, or you get saved because of faith. Now, both of them work. I just recommend, why don't you make a decision from a place of pleasure instead of making your decisions from a place of pain? I'm just saying, if you got an option, which you do, remember, you write your own script, brother. So I make decisions on the mountaintop. I don't make decisions in the valley. I have no valley experiences because I choose now to rewrite the script. So when I'm in the valley, it's not the valley to me. All valleys are mountains. All mountains are mountains. When I win, I win. When I lose, I win. Therefore, every day is a holiday. Every day is a great day because I write the script now. Because I only frequently repeat what I want to physically hold in my hands. I do not allow a thought to stay in my brain that I do not want to hold in my hand. So if a thought comes into my brain of disease, I replace the thought of disease with health. I maintain a mental picture of a healthy version of me. And I create that healthy version of me that is so healthy, it excites me. And that excitement motivates me. So I get all of my energy from my own pictures now. I don't get my energy from someone else's pictures. So I don't need to look at nobody else's book. I'm my own book. I don't need to consult no other curandero. I'm my own curandero. I don't need to consult no other guru. I'm my own guru. So now I'm establishing the narrative. The dominant culture, the harmonious arrangement, is not writing the narrative for me. It is not, I am not frequently repeating someone else's phrases, regardless of the definition. So you could waste your time doing what I did, researching all of this bullshit and who is Polymer and all stuff, because I know some of you need that. Now, I don't care what his name is, because it doesn't matter to me. I got my own name. I don't care where he's from, because I know where I'm from. So I get to write my own script. Now you're a creator. Now you're wealthy. Now you're healthy. Now you're wise. Now you're in a great relationship. So if someone comes to you, and says, hey, you're going to jail. No, I'm going on vacation where I get to a place where our room and board is paid. I get 3 meals a day. And my body is limited, but my mind is free to travel. I'm ready to go, officer. Because now I change my perception of events. So when I go to the bank and they say, "Sir, Mr. Rogers, your bank account is in the negative, sir." Okay, I have no paper in somebody's bank, but I got a lot of movement in my brain. Since my chi, the animating principle of my body, is in movement, I'm rich. Because my brain works, does yours. So if your brain can move, if you can steal the body and move the mind, you rich. Can anybody do that? Oh, you can't do that? Okay, you need to email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I'm going to teach you how to steal the body and move the mind. That's money. Money is the mind moving while the body still. That's money. Money ain't got nothing to do with paper. They told you that. Because they want to control you. Now, it worked on me for a long time. It doesn't work no more. So they gave you their definition of health, their definition of religion, their definition of God, their definition. I recommend you rewrite the definitions. I don't have definitions anymore. I just have reality based upon my terms, my terminology. So, brothers and sisters, tomorrow we're going to continue, and I'm going to break down the three steps to rewriting your memories. Everybody starts off as a philosopher. I'm going to teach you how to be a great philosopher so you can philosophize with yourself. After you become a philosopher, I'm going to teach you how to become an initiate, and you're going to initiate yourself into your own secret society. Why becoming somebody else's? Why join somebody else's society? Remember, don't. Why join somebody else's system and you can create your own? Why the hell are you selling somebody else's product when you should be fulfilling your purpose? I'm confused. I'm confused why you would do that. I don't know. Could you please email me and explain to me why you would spend your entire life promoting someone else's product, service, or information instead of your purpose when your purpose is way more valuable than their product? So I need to teach you how to philosophize so that way you can become an initiate. And lastly, you become a master. You can master your space. So we're going to break it down tomorrow. So my brothers and sisters, I'm your humble servant, Will Rogers. I am the only Master Teacher 33 on the planet. It is my prayer, brothers and sisters, that you connect with the big G. His name is whatever you want to call it. And you can oscillate and vibrate with the mother and the son based upon your terminology. And they will set you apart so that way you can vibrate at your highest possible good. And they will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. But they will always lead and guide you into all truth, not Aletheia, but all truth, not just Zeus's daughter. Now, you can hang out with Zeus's daughter, but when you're finished and when you're done, keep going, boo-boo. Keep evolving. Because the word L-O-V-E, turn it around, E-V-O-L, love. Keep loving, brothers and sisters. Keep loving. Love. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these three is love. And I will see you in love. God bless you.
I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah,
I know.
Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part. I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy ton. No one can outdo me, how I let the levee run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy Sun. Stepping on your church, how I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. Preacher talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and beat your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuver. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic, I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze them. No more stuff in the placement, cause I'ma never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness.
I'm done.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
I'm done.
I know I took a minute, but I
I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.